Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be.
Hell yeah.
So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours. Not That's right, 180 minutes that you will enjoy and love on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. LeVar Arrington, the former NFL linebacker, co-host of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, will join us at the bottom of this hour. LeVar is always fun, so that's going to be great. But let me introduce my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm great, and you are live from Vegas.
I am absolutely all the way live. All the way live. What's happening, man? Getting excited. All my friends and family are coming to town and expecting you tomorrow. Can't wait for the big party at the MGM Grand, man. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm flying tomorrow morning, and I will be there, and I'm going to roast you.
Do I need barbecue sauce?
At your request. Yeah,
this will be the only time that I'm cool with you saying something against me or saying something foul.
Yes.
And don't hold back. I'm a big boy. Tomorrow is,
I don't know. You say that.
It's a roast.
You say that.
I'm gonna hold it against
it's
you.
It's easy
yeah?
to say that, right?
I'm gonna hold it against you. I don't know. I got my buddy Ed, who's I went to high school with. He's going to kick it off. And Martin Weiss and you and Stephen A. and Rodney Pete. That's the schedule to appear lineup.
Is that
lineup.
The order?
I think Stephen A. might go. Yeah. Yeah. I think that might be it. Something like that. You might go last. I think Chris is going. You're going to go last. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. You know, you're going to bat fifth, Chris. Come on. Knock everybody in. Knock in all the runs.
Have you ever been roasted?
No. Only by my ex-wife, but that's another long story.
Yeah, I never have either. Most people probably haven't.
Yeah, you know, honest, they used to do it in the 70s. It used to be a big deal.
Bob Hope, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it the big Bob Hope
celebrity roast? Dean Martin. Dean Martin celebrity roast. And they used to be brutal. You know what I mean? Like, guys would get up there and tell some funky jokes. You could exaggerate, just have fun with it. You know what I mean? It's not like...
Now, Rob, I just got one thing to say.
What's that?
Maybe I should save this.
Save it. Don't give it away.
Well, I'm trying to think. Nah, I think I can say it now. I probably won't use it. I don't know what, I don't have any material yet. But,
not yet.
Don't get mad, because I know you're doing a stand-up, right?
Yes.
That's going to be the highlight of the night. How long is your stand-up going to be?
5 minutes.
I was expecting like a show, like Dave Chappelle or something. 60 minutes.
Kidding? I'm not doing that. I'm doing 5 or 7 minutes max, Chris, max.
I was going to say, and
spit it out.
Don't get mad.
Wow.
If I'm funnier than you.
Oh, really? Wow.
Don't get mad. Because you get mad on our show when I'm the funny one.
You know what?
Which is most shows.
And you know what, Chris? I will acquiesce and say to you, between me and you, you are funny compared to two of us. So you are Felix.
yeah, that's some material right there.
There you go.
Tomorrow I'll get to say I'm Oscar without any rebuttals. So.
That's right. You will have the mic. I have no mic. So, yeah, man.
Right.
I appreciate you coming out. Rob G's coming. Ben Maller and his wife. And just a number of other people. Jade,
I know,
works,
Rob,
at Fox
I'm
going
to be there less than 24 hours in
yeah.
Vegas.
You're going to turn, right, like turn right around,
I'm out
right?
At 8:30 in the morning. Yep.
Yeah, you got to come right back. So, I got you.
All right. But anyway, the Odd Couple Crew super producer Rob G is in the house. I'll see you tomorrow, Rob G. DJ Alex the Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, unfortunately was not invited to the party.
I was not.
But we still love him.
You know that's not true.
It's okay.
You know
one day.
He's too busy in the crates.
Yeah.
Where are you, Alex?
I'm in the crates.
It's because I'm not having an anime portion of the birthday
that
party.
That is true.
So he's not
I'm
coming.
Sure he's going to be at some anime conference instead or something like that. On the updates.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSager, and social media, Elijah Sebum.
And Elijah stood us up too, Chris. He's too big for us. He said, I got enough of you 5 days a week.
Young.
I'm not coming.
He too young, man. He that younger generation. He ain't trying to hang out
with no
with
old
a bunch
people.
Of 50 and 60 year olds.
Yeah, that's true.
So, all right. Anyway, let's get it popping. Lamar Jackson, the leads heads off, I guess, Rob, the all pro team in the NFL. And he is the first team quarterback. No surprise there, because he is likely to be voted the MVP, almost certainly going to be voted the MVP. Dak Prescott, second team, and Brock Purdy actually received – Brock Purdy and is it Dak Prescott got
right, both.
Two first-place votes. Josh Allen got one. I'm sorry. I think Josh Allen is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I don't know how he got a first-place vote. But anyway, that's how it went. So Dak was second team. But Lamar Jackson, Rob, got 45 of a possible 50 votes. And so what I want to ask you, we both think he will win the MVP. You actually, to your credit, did pick him to be the MVP in your preseason. He was your pick, and you'll be right about that. Do you think he will be a unanimous MVP, which is big because only two people have done it? Tom Brady did it in 2010, and Lamar Jackson did it in 2019. He became the youngest ever to do it at age 23. But do you think he'll become the first ever to do it twice?
I think he will be unanimous. I think this indication, Chris, because remember we saw something like this, too, when it was Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. It wasn't unanimous, but this vote kind of gives you a look at, you know, what's probably going to happen. And I think people really saw, and I think what's going to be the difference for a lot of people was the big performance against the 49ers on Christmas night. I think that sealed it for him, Chris. Even people who are still trying to be on the fence about him and his impact, even though we've talked about it and the teams that they've beaten, all the good teams, won by two touchdowns or more, right? I think they were 7-1 against those teams. Just the phenomenal games against them. But that was the showdown. I think that's when Lamar secured it. And he would be unbelievable. You talked about the other thing, that he already won it unanimous once, Chris. But if he's able to do that twice, and that would be two MVPs unanimous before age 27. That's incredible. You're rewriting the history books. I mean,
well, what it may do, and I mean, a lot of times you can be on a trajectory. You know, I used to say that Russell Wilson was on a Hall of Fame trajectory and felt confident that he would be a Hall of Famer.
Especially because he had a Super Bowl under his belt, too, right?
And then, obviously, he had a huge drop-off when he went to Denver. So bad, and he's not, like, old, too old. It was so bad that it probably took him off of that Hall of Fame trajectory. Lamar, Rob, if he's the unanimous MVP, or if he's just the MVP, he probably becomes a Hall of Famer. Like, he probably already would be a Hall of Famer. Now, if, you know, next season, and I hate to even say something like this, but if next season he got hurt and was able to play but was never even, you know, close to the same player and played for another 8 years or so but never was the same, okay, that could impact it. But if he, I'll put it this way, Rob, if he wins the MVP, whether it's unanimous or not, if he retired or did suffer an injury that where he couldn't play any longer after, say, next season, he'd be a Hall of Famer. I think even without the Super Bowl ring, I mean, two MVPs, one of them, if not both of them, unanimous, the only ever to do it unanimous twice, he'd be in. Gale Sayers had a short career.
Right.
And
no,
he's in.
I get it. And especially I think the point you're making is a fair one because he would have done something no one has ever done in the 90-year history of the NFL. Or what is it, 100 years, Chris? 100
and something
years? 100-plus year history. No one's ever done this, what he has done and accomplished. And I just want, like, Chris, I know – people saw Brock Purdy, and I know there was talk about Dak Prescott. He had a hot month and, you know, put up some incredible numbers, and his name came to the forefront. But I think people should really recognize what Lamar and the impact he has. I know it's not always about gaudy numbers. We always talk about what
period with him. I mean, his numbers aren't gaudy.
Right. They're not gaudy.
This year.
No, they're not gaudy, and it's okay. And
they
Chris,
were gaudy his first MVP.
Yeah.
In his way. You know, he still didn't throw for even 4,000 yards. But they were gaudy in his way because he had the rush touchdowns. He had 36 passing touchdowns in not a ton of attempts, you know, so his TD percentage was huge. So you're right. I will say this, though. I may be wrong, and I'm throwing that out there, but I don't think it's going to be unanimous. I think Dak Prescott's going to get a few votes.
I think Dak's performances, Chris, against the better teams, I think that hurts him.
I think that's a big reason why I feel Lamar is over him. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think that, like, that's what makes Lamar's season so incredible? It ain't like he beat up on Chris, you know, snuck by a few teams. He didn't do that great offensively. The defense, it was all about the defense. And the defense is tremendous.
Defense
so
is
I'm not,
historic.
It's tremendous. So I'm not saying that. But he still has been able to. And would you agree with me on the Christmas night game, like how important that was for just people, everybody watching?
But my point, see, the voters are – that's not going to affect the voters.
No. I'm just saying, but the
stage. It might affect the general public, but those aren't the ones who are voting.
Yeah, but I'm saying the stage of it. I just think that's a night when everybody's watching. Everybody, you know, like even the voters. Like, it's like the marquee game of the year. I don't know. I just thought it was important because of where Brock Purdy was in his season, Chris.
Well, at that point,
the 49ers,
Purdy was right there.
Right, where the 49ers were. Had they demolished Baltimore and beaten you know, and beating the Ravens and whatnot, it would have been a different story.
No. Like I said, that put him firmly, that put him in the driver's seat of the MVP. But Dak has had the best numbers this season. It was Purdy at one point. But Dak led the league in touchdowns, 36. He led it by four. and only had 9 interceptions, was third in passer rating, was in the top 5, I believe, in yards per game, or top 6 right there. Right up there, if not at the top of completion percentage. He did lead in completion percentage. Threw for 4,500 yards. The team won 12 games. He had some good games against some good teams, but some bad games too. And the road record, obviously, they didn't get done. And his numbers dropped for the most part on the road. So those are some of the reasons that I think Lamar deserves it over him, Rob. But I do think, and it might be, and I'm not saying they're biased, but they just, you know, they see him and they know how he led Dallas to a great season. Maybe it's the Dallas writer or two.
Yeah,
but I think, I mean, it could be. I think he'll get a few votes.
Don't you remember when the Aaron Judge, wasn't it the two Angel writers? You remember that?
Yes, I do.
So you could be right. You remember that they voted for Ohtani. Everybody else in the country voted for Aaron Judge.
Because I bet you if we got, and I might be wrong again, but our boy Nui Scruggs, in fact, he'd be texting me every time Dak does something. But I wouldn't be surprised.
Because we've been on his case, though. You know that. You know we've been on his case about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But he may think Dak is MVP. But anyway, 877-99 on Fox. We're throwing it out to you. Do you think Lamar Mitchell will be a unanimous MVP?
Lamar Jackson.
I'm sorry, Lou.
We're going to see
Lamar Mitchell later on the show, and we'll see him tomorrow.
Yes.
But Lamar Jackson, will he be the unanimous MVP? The first player ever to do it two times, and he will have done it at the age by the age of 27. That's incredible. Also, would this put Lamar in the Hall of Fame? Your thoughts next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit over credit, you should get rewarded. And now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. All right. 877-99 on Fox. I mentioned that if Lamar Jackson wins his second MVP, he pretty much solidifies himself as a Hall of Famer. Well, every multiple-time MVP in the history of the league, Rob, there's 10 of them, is either in the Hall of Fame or clearly will be, a la Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, guys like that.
Oh, yeah, so, look at the list. I mean, Johnny Unitas, I mean, you know, two MVPs
Brown,
you're getting there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's rare air, so he will be in there. But what are your thoughts on Lamar Jackson? Will he be the unanimous MVP? Should he? And does this make him a Hall of Famer?
All right, Ryan in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, yeah, I definitely think Lamar is unanimous MVP, not for the reasons you guys listed. For running the gauntlet of the AFC North, you have to play every team in that division as a winning record. You talked about the 49ers. Three of those teams beat the 49ers.
Yeah,
wow.
Niners 1-3 in AFC North.
There you go. That speaks volumes. That's good one, Ryan.
And even the Bengals, who didn't have Burrow all year, are 9-8. So run that division, you're MVP.
Good point.
That's a great point.
That is. Ryan, really, really good
AFC
point.
AFC North was crazy.
I know, and they still got through it. And he got through it big time, no doubt. Good call, Ryan, there. And, Chris, let's go to Justin in New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Justin?
How we doing, guys? Love
doing
you guys.
Good.
Well, I wouldn't say long-time caller, but I call in periodically. I don't think unanimous MVP. I'm a big fan of Lamar Jackson. I'm a big Niner fan, but I got to see Chris McCaffrey going to get some votes.
Nah.
I feel like, you know, it's a year that they're going to recognize, some sports writers are going to recognize the fact that he is an MVP caliber player. And also, when it comes to the Hall of Fame, like I said, not trying to be biased because I'm a big Lamar fan, but he's got to have a playoff resume. All those other guys you guys are naming, they have a playoff resume. He doesn't have one yet. So until then, you can't put him in the Hall of Fame yet.
I hear you. I just think two MVPs probably does it. Here's the list. Jim Brown, Johnny Unitas, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Brett Favre, Kurt Warner, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. They all do have great playoff resumes, or certainly, you know, somewhat great.
Yeah, but what he would have, though, and obviously you want to have some sort of playoff thing, but when you do, Chris, stuff that no one's ever done, like if he's unanimous and he's two before age 27, that's what separates you.
Yeah,
like
it's tough. It's tough to think that you
won't get in on that. You know what I mean?
It would have to be, like I said, Rob, like followed up by 10 years of just mediocrity.
Yeah, he would have to really be bad for people to turn on him after doing something like that. Blind Seahawks fan in Olympia, Washington. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up,
Chris Broussard, Rob Parker? What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
What's happening,
man?
Everything is good. I know some people are snowed in. Some of my friends are snowed in. I'm hoping that they get out.
I was wondering. We're supposed to get a storm tonight, Rob. But anyway, I don't want to talk about that.
Don't talk about it, Chris. Don't put it out there, please. I need you on the plane tomorrow.
Don't ruin the party, Chris. But yeah,
right.
I'm, sure, I'm sure you're going to be paying for a lot of girls' college this weekend, you know?
Yeah,
sure,
you know, sure I think I got two through the PhD program already since I got here.
PhD?
Wow, that was quick. It was 5 hours and Rob Parker's working. But I want to talk about the obviously this MVP thing. Now, Lamar Jackson, I think he's winning this MVP in – I don't know about unanimously because, yeah, I mean, people in the media kind of love to discount Lamar. I mean, that's a whole other conversation for a whole nother
show, true.
Whole nother day. So I don't think he's unanimously winning it, but I think he's still winning it. I mean, I think Christian McCaffrey is going to see some votes in there. And I still think Lamar, you know, is going to make the Hall of Fame if he can pull off two unanimous MVPs. I think it's going to happen. But, like, the guy does have a point. I mean, because people are going to question, was it Justin or Ryan who said the playoff thing? But they're going to question Lamar just because he can't win in the playoffs. So this is a year where he came out of that crazy AFC North. This is his year to prove that he can do it. He can do it. He can take the Ravens to the Super Bowl. And I think the odds are looking in his favor at this point. So it's really up to Lamar to prove these haters wrong.
Yeah, and look, I would say they – in a typical season, they at least have to get to that conference finals to kind of for people to feel good about Lamar's, you know, performance this year, or, you know, like he followed up a great season with, you know, good play in the playoffs. But this season, it's interesting, Rob. With Kansas City being down, if you lose to them, it's not like losing to the typical Chiefs. Buffalo is, you know, what they are, inconsistent. And I tell you what, I picked the Ravens to get out of the AFC and win it all now that Philly's falling apart. But Cleveland, if they get past Houston, that's not going to be a cakewalk.
But Chris, I'm going to say
that's
this too.
A tough fight.
I agree that it would be great for him to win, right? Dan Marino didn't win. Barry Sanders didn't win.
Oh, yeah. As far
Randy
as
Moss didn't win. Right. Like,
and that's
I'm not,
the thing. This list is two-time MVP.
Right, but I'm just
there
saying.
There are a lot of guys that didn't win it more than once and are in the Hall of Fame but didn't win a Super Bowl.
Right. Chris, we could go, you know what I mean? Like there's a great list of players, you know, who didn't make it. Who made the Hall of Fame but didn't win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So that's not it's not the only Randy Moss, people think he's one of the great receivers, right?
Well, receivers is different.
Bruce
They're
Smith.
Not judged by a
Bruce Smith didn't make it. I'm just saying.
You know what I mean? They're not. I mean,
Anthony Munoz.
Most of the best receivers ever, Larry Fitzgerald, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Calvin Johnson, they didn't win Super Bowls.
Calvin Johnson.
And Marino only won
Calvin
one.
Johnson didn't win a playoff game, Chris. He didn't win a playoff game.
But again, that's what my point was, that receivers, it's a whole different thing. They're not judged by postseason success. All right, we got on the line, man, the co-host of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
I never missed that show.
He's a former NFL linebacker. He is a lot of fun, man. We haven't talked in.
I know, LeVar.
What
you're too
LeVar.
Big time now for us to come on our little show in the afternoon.
What's up, man? LeVar Arrington. What's happening, man?
What's happening? How y'all doing, man?
We are great, man. We are great, and it's good to have you on. Happy New Year to you and your family and everything the show and all that. So know I want to get the plug out of the way so we can get to the real meat. But you are joining us today on behalf of Silk Almond Milk, which I do drink.
Good.
Yeah. You're doing the Silk Feel Planty Good Challenge.
Planty
which is
Good. That was.
Yeah.
And
go
said
ahead.
Before
you
can, we
you
get
can
to the
tell,
beat of
you
it.
Can you can talk about it better than me. Go ahead.
Well, Chris, you said get to the meat of it, but this is the plant of it, right? So Silk is feeling planty good. There's a challenge. I'm part of it. It's all about making Silk almond milk a part of your breakfast, and joining me, and you know, you could win breakfast for free. Check this out, for the rest of your life. One lucky person will be able to win breakfast for free for the rest of their life, and six other lucky participants will be able to have breakfast for free for a year. So it's a cool deal. All you got to do is do breakfast for 7 days. And there's no purchase necessary. You got silk. You got silk. Visit challenge.silk.com to enter, you know, the campaign. So that's what it is. Shout out to Silk for issuing out the challenge. You know, us as a country, we certainly need to be a little bit more mindful about the things that we're putting in our bodies and how they're impacting us. So, you know, it's something I'm excited about.
Nah, that's great, man. And, yeah, that's a great thing. I mean, it's breakfast for life. So
I know,
that's
man.
Great.
Yeah.
That, right?
Yeah, that's all right. Let's get to the football. We were just talking about Lamar Jackson, and he's first team All Pro, likely, almost certainly
runaway,
be MVP.
A runaway.
Do you think he should be unanimous MVP? Is he even your MVP? What are your thoughts on that?
First and foremost, let me start off by saying Lamar has really effectively ruined my life in one particular way. I have been called Lamar more than I've been called my real name.
Wow.
That man has gone to the pros. Let's start there. But that's a testament to how good and how well he's played as a pro. It looked like it could have, you know, gone one way or the other, you know, last few years and how his seasons ended. But, I mean, he's playing really well. He's playing at as high a level as any player. Unanimous, I wouldn't say out of respect, I can't say unanimous because, you know, obviously Christian McCaffrey is balling. And so that's you know, if I were to say there's a neck-and-neck race, or like we saw with McNair and Manning, the one-year co-MVPs, and I believe Brett Favre and Barry Sanders at one point, this could probably be a justified year for
absolutely not.
You think
absolutely
it's that close?
Not. It ain't.
And
that
I'm surprised you didn't mention Dak either. I think Dak would be in there.
LeVar, you think Christian McCaffrey is going to get that many votes?
I would not be surprised if he did, Rob. To be honest,
I don't see it. I just think when you look at the body of work, the teams that they beat, we just talked about it. What they had to do in their division, everybody finished over 500. They were 7-1 against teams over 500. Every game they won by two touchdowns or more. The way he affects the game on the biggest game of the year on Christmas night against the 49ers on the road, everybody's talking about Brock Purdy and Lamar put on a show. I thought that's what crowned it for him, but I just don't see Christian McCaffrey getting.
I don't disagree with you, but if you look at the categories of like total touchdowns, total yards, rushing yards, you know, you're talking about a guy that has shown a level of multidimensional ways of hurting a team, and so when I look at what a most valuable player represents, it's a guy that brings something to the table that nobody else brings, and in fact, and around the league that no one else brings. And I would say the three guys that bring that to the table at a high level is Tariq Hill, and obviously the two that I just mentioned, and Lamar Jackson and Christian McCaffrey. So, but that's not saying that's what it's going to be. I'm not saying that that's what it's going to be. But if I were a voter, this would be a co-MVP year for me just because of how important Christian McCaffrey has been to the Niners and how important Lamar Jackson has been to to the Baltimore Ravens.
See, the only reason I'll push back is that the history is that this award goes to quarterbacks. And for Christian McCaffrey to win it, he would have had to be head and shoulders for any other player other than a quarterback winning it in the NFL. We haven't had a running back since 2012, and not that many. And that's why I just don't see that because of where the award. I hear what you're saying. If this was a running back won it, a linebacker won it one year, and it was spread around, then I could buy into your argument. I just don't see the best quarterback on the best team and has impact is usually going to win. I don't think that they look at you know, just overall stats as your decider, I think they look at impact, and I think that's where the impact of him, because you could say with Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy's had an unbelievable year. He's had a better statistical year than Lamar, and you're not even picking him.
You know, the one thing I know for certain is when I come on the Odd Couple, I don't come on to argue. I just come on to give an opinion. I know better than to argue with y'all.
Okay,
y'all
no, smart. I'm not arguing. I just having a dialogue.
Y'all way too bright for me. That's what y'all do for me to come on with arguments.
We're not going
to
argue, LeVar. This is why you don't come on anymore.
With discussion points. That's I like to put discussion points out there so I can hear y'all's, you know, meticulous approach to what's going on out here. That's all.
All right. Let's get to the playoffs. So is there an upset that an underdog you're looking at that you think is going to pull off the upset, or maybe more than one?
You know, I feel like there's always going to be an upset. You know, all the favorites, you know,
don't win. Yep, I agree.
And so the one that I'm, and I know this one might be a, you know, maybe one that people brush off because it doesn't seem probable or even likely. But I really do believe that there's two that can take place. One, I do believe Kansas City is at risk.
Wow.
Number two, which I know people will laugh this one off, but there's a strong possibility, in my estimation, in the way that this kid is playing at quarterback, that he could actually go give this team problems, is Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. I know it sounds like
really?
A long shot. Sounds
I thought
crazy.
You were going to say C.J. Stroud.
Okay, but I don't think that – are they favored? I don't
no,
think they're
no,
underdog.
Cleveland's favorite. Go ahead with Love, because I'm just saying when you say a young
if
kid
he,
I
if he beats
Stroud,
the Dallas Cowboys that have won 16 straight at home,
somebody's losing
man.
The
wow.
job.
That's
that
right.
Let me tell you something. C.J. Stroud is the real deal. I would not be surprised nor shocked if the Texans win that game as well. So there could be a few, and I think that this is honestly speaking, if you really think about it, if it plays out the way I'm thinking it's going to play out, it's probably really great for the game because of what it will expose, which is there actually is parity in the National Football League, and any given Sunday, even in the playoffs, a team could actually get knocked off and
right.
have to wait until next year. So I think
all right, that's our man. You know how it works, LeVar. They telling me get off. We got a break.
Thank you, man. Thank
great
you.
Stuff, brother. Yeah, thank you. It. All right, my man.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie loving friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun. But then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios on a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Tyson, where you at?
I'm Dusty.
He's Dusty, baby, with some Rick James. All right, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, of course, let's do some Shekel City, and let's do some NFL playoffs for this weekend. Let's do that. So my best bet, I love the Browns -2 at the Texans. I'm going to take the Browns. Defense travels, Chris. Yep. Texans, young kids, great young season, but I think it ends here. I love the Browns a lot, -2 on the road. Upset special, sound the alarm, wake the kids, call the neighbors. I'm taking the Dolphins +4.5, Chris,
wow,
at the Chiefs. I just don't think the Chiefs are going to be able to turn it on. They've struggled all year, very inconsistent.
So have the Dolphins.
I just don't like the Chiefs.
They're 1-5 against playoff teams.
I know. Okay. I just don't like the Chiefs and where they are. I'm going to take the Dolphins in this game. And I'm also going to take the Steelers, Chris, +9.5 to cover against the Bills. They will not
agree with
beat
that.
The Bills. They will cover. Almost 9.5 points. The Bills beat them by a touchdown, Chris, and the Steelers covered at 9.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. Don't forget, best bet, Browns -2. Also taking the upset special, the Dolphins +4.5 in Kansas City, a very cold Kansas City. And the Steelers +9.5 at the Bills.
The Dolphins, Rob. Tua is 0-5 in his coldest, five coldest games of his career.
Wow.
5 touchdowns, 7 picks in those games. He struggles in the cold weather. He's only 6-13 when it's under 70.
Well, they need to.
When it's 40 or under, or under 40 degrees at kickoff, the Dolphins have lost their last 10 games.
And here we go. This is what's going to happen, though. It's going to be a big miss drop by a receiver early that swings the game for Miami.
Look, I mean, I think it's going to be tough for Miami, but, hey, it'll be interesting. I mean, they're a good team. They haven't been able to beat the playoff teams this year. Like I said, 1-5. But, you know, we'll see. We've seen things happen in the playoffs, right?
Right. Every home team's not winning.
I actually got every favorite winning this week.
Do you?
Yep. Yeah. But not every home team. Remember, Cleveland's on the road.
Yeah. Like, there's always upsets in playoffs.
Philly's on the road. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Quickly, Jerod Mayo. What'd you think of the hire, Rob, in New England?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I think that it makes sense from the standpoint of only this, Chris. You don't going to bring in like some Hall of Fame coach or somebody who's won, or you know what I mean, like to replace a Bill Belichick. You bring in a young guy who's never been a head coach, give him an opportunity, see if he can kind of put together a culture as you rebuild.
Right.
And you never know. He might be there for 3 years before they're ready to win again, and then they might, when they get some players and a quarterback, then they might go to somebody else. I mean, that could be their plan.
Yeah, I mean, look, they seem to really like him. They knew he was going to be their hire. And I like him from, I don't know him personally, but just really looking into what he is about and him as a person, just from reading all different articles, he seems like a great guy and a great hire. But the thing is you say, right, they just don't have great, really good players at this
point. And you could be, and you know what, Chris? You could be a nice guy.
Yeah,
but if they lose for 3 years in a row and they're not good, they're not going to keep you around. And I'm just saying, it's a different situation from Houston. They had that quarterback, Chris.
They got a quarterback.
They got a quarterback.
And look, here's what I like to see him do. I feel like, you know, he was a defensive player, a linebacker. He played for Belichick, coached under Belichick. I feel like their defense is going to be pretty good. I would like to see him, Robin. I hope he doesn't just stay in house. I hope it's not Bill O'Brien or, you know,
go out and do something different.
I think he needs to go get whatever the next group of Mike McDaniels, Matt LaFleur, Sean McVay's, Ben Johnson's are. Get a guy like that for the offense. You handle the defense. Keep it locked. All right, couple.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.